Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two letters by the Apostle Paul. One first out of his letter to the Church of Philippi, and then out of 1 Thessalonians. First letter, found at Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11, Paul writes this, "Not that I was ever in need, for I've learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything," Paul says, "through Christ who gives me strength." And then his letter in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16, he says this, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Here we are, beginning another brand new day together, and I wonder what we will allow to paint the mood of our day. It may be that the mood of our day will be painted or colored by the memory of some things from the past, some things from the distant past which still linger, or something from the other day we regret or wish we had done differently. Maybe the mood of our day will be painted by the headlines around the nation and the world. Maybe our mood will be determined by an insurmountable mountain waiting for us just outside our front door, or anxiety about not knowing what we have to deal with next, finances, a job we need, a child struggling, a relationship that's struggling, or an illness you never saw coming. Maybe that will color our mood today and affect others around us. Yet here we are on Tuesday of this Thanksgiving week, entering the most distinctive of American holiday seasons, a country which was firmly founded upon Judeo-Christian beliefs and, regardless of comments by some to the contrary, is a nation firmly founded upon an unwavering reliance upon and commitment to God. I can't help but believe that no matter where we find ourselves this morning, that a moment of honest reflection has to remind us of all the moments in our lives for which we should be thankful, both past and present, and which give us reason for hope for the day rather than an outlook of anxiety over uncertainty or worry about the world or a lingering remorse or over something in the past that we can't change. Why not let those reminders of the blessings in our lives, of all that we can be thankful for, paint the mood and the picture of our days? Why not embrace the example from our heritage that in the midst of pitiful poverty, suffering, hardship, failing crops, the loss of children and adults from their original number, 394 years ago in 1623, the pilgrims gathered at their meeting house in the Plymouth Colony, quote, "to render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all his blessings," close quote. An example to us that their, quote, thanksgiving, close quote, came after a difficult time establishing the beginnings of this great land. It came in the midst of a cold and hard winter. Their thanks came not out of prosperity, but out of unimaginable adversity and need. Perhaps we need our mood and attitude painted with a reminder that in the midst of our daily discouragements, disappointments, and failings, God's blessings are all around us. In a beautiful sunrise of promise for the day, or a newborn baby's cry, in a grandma's wrinkled smile as she wraps her arms around her precious grandchildren. God's blessings we find in the crispness of a fall day, in a much-needed rain, the laughter of children, friends who stand with us and are lifters when we need a lift, a table full of food, the spirit-lifting beauty of music, or the majesty of a day-ending sunset. Remembering also that the most important things in life, those priorities of family, we too often let slip between our fingers until it's almost too late. I was reminded of all that again by a note from our elder granddaughter Hannah to her Mimi and me a number of years ago when she first learned to print. You may have received one of those yourself, perhaps even an envelope like the one she gave me, decorated with shamrocks and containing a note inside that was adorned with four hearts, blue, orange, purple, and green, and containing the following words, and I'm reading them as they were spelled. "Can we eat Thanksgiving food together? I hope we can. I can't wait to see you next time I do. My friends, it's Thanksgiving. And my hope for you and your family, for all of us, is that we might not only be reminded anew of those moments and people in our lives for which we should be thankful, but in the midst of whatever our week and day will bring, that we will always embrace with grateful hearts those blessings all around us provided by the one who knows and loves us most. Thanksgiving should move us to an attitude of gratitude for all the blessings from God we enjoy today, of home, of family and friends. It should remind us that no matter what is going on in our lives or the world around us, we should paint our days with thanksgiving for all we have and all God has done in our lives and all we believe He will do. It's a time of reflection upon the overarching faithfulness of God in our lives, where the important and simple things come into deeper and clearer focus, so that everything of lesser importance fades into insignificance. Thanksgiving is a time that helps us to move our focus beyond ourselves to others and to a sincere attitude of gratefulness for all that we are and all that we have, for this great land and all who went before us courageously in response to a clear call to duty. And most importantly, Thanksgiving is a time to turn our heads upward, to look beyond this world and to remember with a true spirit of humility whose we are, and to remember the one from whom everything comes. Thanksgiving is a time for genuine gratitude to God for His mercy, His abundance, His protection, His smile of favor, His hope, and His Son, our Savior. Let me close by sharing one of my favorite stories. It's a simple story of a young boy on his way home from school late one day. It was cold outside and snow was on the ground, with more falling around him as he walked. It was around dinner time and he needed to hurry home. But then a light through the cracked glass of a window of a little broken down shack along the side of the road caught his eye. And so, forgetting about dinner for the moment, he cautiously made his way up to the window of that little shack. And what he saw captured his attention for just a moment, for what he saw inside was a scene of poverty, of a frame wooden cot and a tattered blanket, of a small wooden table and one chair, of a small wooden bowl half filled, it seemed, with some sort of steaming soup broth. And on one wall, a picture of Jesus. And kneeling below that picture was a man in tattered clothes with worn and wrinkled hands and with the years of agony of a difficult life written all over his face. And as the boy moved closer to the window, he could hear the words of that kneeling man, and he'd never forget those words. For amidst all of that apparent poverty, on that bleak and wintry day, all he heard coming from the walls of that shack were the words of that kneeling man. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Amen. For you see, that man walked to the beat of his Creator. He walked to the same Creator who watched over those courageous pilgrims, and then the founders of our country. He, as they, walked hand in hand with Almighty God. And with that same faith in God and with His Son, Jesus Christ, in your life, with that same attitude of gratitude, you too, this Thanksgiving week, can step out into each day with the assurance that no matter where you've been, no matter what your life has been like or what is going on now, there is an eternal reason to be thankful. There is an eternal reason to celebrate, because the one who knows you best also loves you most, and He always will and will never leave you. And so in the midst of all the other moods being painted around us in our lives, in our nation and world, why don't we paint a mood of thanksgiving and gratitude for all the blessings of our lives, remembering that no matter what, God is still there, still loves us, sees us, and has a hand on our back. God's got us, and God's got it all. Paint that mood, that attitude for today and the rest of your life. And how about a simple prayer around the Thanksgiving table? Something like, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Amen and amen. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, of my dear family and friends. How about simply we close with this? Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.